Ladies and gentlemen, and everything on the team, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, The Roscoe, and my co-host, Chris. And Chris, what'd you think of that clip I just played you?
Yeah, I mean, like, looking at it, like, has he even watched a Marvel movie before he said all of that?
Maybe he's a fresh face coming to the Marvel universe.
Like, I mean, I get it. They started with Iron Man and Captain America, and that was kind of grounded. But immediately following it, almost the rest of the movies got into some weird stuff. Like, did he not see Thor and Thor 2? Like, the Dark Elves were what? Aliens that survived the last universe? So they said they came from the darkness before the universe. Like,
yeah.
So, like, that's pretty weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Elfish,
I mean, maybe we're going to see some more. Who knows?
Lord, don't bring Malekith back. I've had enough. I'm all cursed.
I mean, look, Malekith can show up in his Tom Lord space box.
Oh, Lord.
He's the ninth Doctor, I believe. Yeah, he's the ninth Doctor. And then just be like, well, back to business. And you could fit a bunch of elves in there. Who knows, man?
Yeah, but it's big on the inside.
But so you don't think I mean, we haven't really seen Egyptian type magic in the MCU other than Apocalypse and X-Men.
MCU.
I know. But as far as like
yet.
As far as Marvel comic book movies. There we go. Not strictly the MCU. Other than Apocalypse, we haven't seen a lot of, like, Egyptian pharaoh magic.
Wait a minute. I just thought about something. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Off topic a little bit. But you know the multiverse trailer where he's like, Patrick Stewart's like, I think we should tell them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What is the truth is? He's like, the truth is all the Fox movies are now canon.
Killmonger, Earl Grey.
Oh, man. Why? Why is Killmonger like?
Because Killmonger's the only one Professor X could trust.
Okay. Never mind. Yeah, back to everything. Like, I don't know. I just feel like we've seen weirdness before, and it's shown that
we've
the
seen
Marvel
monsters
fans,
before.
Yeah, they
but
like it. Like,
maybe he's bringing some, I don't know, Resident Evil type shit into like.
Oh, man. I just don't want them to, like, get him into finding so many relics that he just becomes OP. And, like, it's a TV series.
Yeah.
So, like, you save the OP characters for the movies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see him level all the way up and you're like, could he beat Thor? Like,
right now? Right now.
Yeah,
as
we don't
he
want
is.
Him to be. Now, I know, like, Moon Knight played a big part in the whole battle world when they did in the comics. So, like, yeah, they got to build them up because if they're leading to that, which is that's what it looks like is going to happen when
from
the multiversal war happens
and
everything starts to collapse down into one universe. Yeah, like so he has to be a big player, but you can't get out there and get too weird. Like,
yeah.
I was having a conversation the other day about
Shang-Chi.
Like,
Shang-Chi had some weird stuff in it.
But they did that so well.
Yeah.
Like, there's no complaints there. Shang-Chi, like, yeah. But, like, I was having a conversation about WandaVision. Someone's like, oh, WandaVision sucked. I was like, no, it didn't. It was like, yeah, it did. It's so slow. I was like, okay, fair point.
It was,
but the last three episodes.
WandaVision was slow, but it had to build up. It had to build up.
Yeah, like, and so it started off like a roller coaster ride. We had clink, 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 clink.
Yeah.
But once it got going, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I think from the Halloween episode on, that's when I was like,
When Vision escaped
through the barrier, and he was like, "What is happening to me?" And like, yeah,
and then she
walked out there and threw the drone at them, and then like expanded the barrier. That's when WandaVision was like, "That's when you started going down the roller coaster."
Like, whoa!
Honestly, it was before that when they found Monica. Well, no,
because that was a little like.
Oh, when Monica
that
went
was
back
the top
in?
Of the hill. That was the top of the hill.
That
Monica,
was the top of the hill
when Monica got kicked out the first time. That was the top of the hill.
But, yeah, all that build up, like when Vision started getting mad, like that's when, man.
But I
anyway.
Definitely don't want to see Moon Knight like that. Like, don't give me a slow burn again.
No. I feel like Falcon and Winter Soldier was a slow burn, and I keep forgetting about Falcon and Winter Soldier.
It's very forgettable. Very forgettable. And it had some key moments in it.
It had some really good moments in it.
And that first episode, I think that first episode, it's like they started you off in the middle of the roller coaster and then you came back around to the chain and like click, click, click,
yeah,
click, click.
Yeah.
Like that's what happened with Falcon and Winter Soldier. And we don't want to see that with Moon Knight.
Like, like guns, Punisher. Do what the Punisher did. Like, just hit the ground running. Like the first two episodes of the Punisher, I was like, he is still murdering people. What is that? Who made this man mad? But then it slowed down when Karen and got introduced. It's like, all right, you gotta go to jail. And then who's in jail waiting for him? Motherfucking Kingpin. Like, hey, I'm back in. We back in. You know. So hopefully, Moon Knight just won't just guns blazing.
Yeah,
just go get your powers. Go.
I don't see how he can say like he wanted to get weird after Doctor Strange faced a multi-dimensional threat and trapped him in a time loop to convince him to leave Earth alone. Like, it didn't get too much weirder than that.
Oh no!
And then he came back down and reversed the damage that they did with the times. Like, yeah, it don't get too much weirder. Like, sorry, yeah. But long as they stay true to Moon Knight, I think the fans will be happy. Like, just
yeah. Speaking of Doctor Strange, I watched Kick-Ass 2 the other day.
Okay.
Wong is in it.
He is?
Yeah, when Quicksilver joins the league of like superheroes that are local superheroes that are in town, they busted up like some like Asian gambling ring or whatever, and Wong was the leader.
Did he have Abomination with him?
No, he didn't have Abomination with him. It would have helped him because there was an attack dog and it bit him where the sun, where a man shouldn't get bit.
It bit him in the Wong.
In the Wong. No. No. And the dog wouldn't let go. like I'm not answering you. And then the dude like looked at the dog. The dog looked at him, and the dog bit down harder. I was like, "Oh God, just tell him what he wants. Just tell him what he wants." He was like, "Look, there's $5 million on that table right there." Like, God.
Well, you know what they say: it's a dog eat hot dog world, right?
That's all he fed them. That's all he fed the dog. That's the running joke. He only fed the dog hot dogs. Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, do not try that one at home.
And remember, pick your powers up on the way out.
I remember to pick your wall up
on the way out. Oh, no! Sorcerer Supreme, more like, I don't have a joke. Anyway, more like Sorcerer Italian Sausage, I don't know. Anyway. It was a stretch. I don't know. What do you want from me?
Moving along.
All right, that's the last one.
You really starting to warp me the Wong way.
All right, we're done. We're done. This series of jokes is an abomination. Okay.
Oh, do you think Doctor Strange cast that forget me spell to let Wong forget what happened?
For some reason,
Strange, don't cast that spell.
For some reason, I feel like the Kick-Ass universe could exist in the MCU, like a Hell's Kitchen type of deal.
I mean, the way that they've built the Marvel universe to be so expansive and so many little pockets of things happening, like anything could exist, like.
I mean, damn, they're fighting aliens in space. Meanwhile, the Ninja Turtles are fighting Shredder, you know? Exactly.
In the sewers,
you know? It's the hidden battles. All right, what we got? So, Chris. I know you love you some God of War.
Yeah.
You got me in that game. You love Kratos and all his lore. Who do you see? Not now. Not now, David. Not now. All right, we're going to pause.
Oh, man.
So, Chris, I know you love you some Kratos. Who do you see if HBO was bringing a series? Yeah. Who would you want to see playing Kratos, the bearded god killer, out for revenge, getting redemption later, get some more revenge?
So I know we've been
killing
on this.
His brothers, killing his cousins, killing his sisters.
I know we've been on this topic a little too long today, but could it be like Will and then like the Mount Olympus is the Oscars?
Chris Rock, you you will die.
The gods of Hollywood have abandoned me.
I have defeated the Rock. Now I will defeat you, brother. I don't know why Will Smith turned into Macho Man.
I was about to say, what is going on?
I don't know. Macho Man and Kratos sound the same to me.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Macho Man, Randy Savage, and Kratos kind of have the same kind of dynamic.
You know who played his voice in the actual game, right?
Your boy from Living Single.
But yeah, from Living Single.
The original three was played by him. Yeah. The most recent one was played by... Kratos' most recent voice actor is Christopher Judge, and he was in Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah.
Which the is original.
A great show in the beginning, and then.
It kind of, yeah. But then the original was T.C. Carson from Living Single. Yeah. A lot of people forget about him.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, Living Single is a crazy show. Yeah. It's pretty good.
I mean. I was too young for it at the time, but I've heard good things.
You're still too young for it.
I guess so. But yeah, Christopher Judge. I was like, dang, they got a Stargate up here? All right, Kratos. But HBO putting an actual face to Kratos. The veracity, the anger, the voice. Who would you see?
Oh, man. I really feel like they're going to have to pull a Darth Vader on this one. In a sense that, you know, you have James Earl Jones that did the voice and another actor that was actually in the suit. I think that's what they're going to have to pull off of Kratos. Because thinking of that voice, like, it's so iconic. I don't see too many actors that can pull that voice off and still be the beast that Kratos is.
Mm.
Like, those two actors, they did a great job for the video game, but it was CGI character.
Yeah.
So they could do all the action. But, like... I don't see anybody else pulling off that action like he does. And like,
so not The Rock.
No. Don't want to see The Rock. I don't want to see an eyebrow pop up while he pulls his blades out. Nothing cheesy. Like, The Rock is like, he's cool if you want to watch a cheesy family movie. Like,
not John Cena.
No.
Not Jason Statham. Jason Statham's too skinny.
Jason Statham's too skinny. And then also his whole fighting style is... Like, he's more slick and quick moves.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Kratos is a powerhouse.
Yeah, yeah. So, what if I told you that Dave Bautista might be the main choice to play Kratos? What do you think about that?
I just don't see. He's not going to pull off that voice, I don't see. Like, let's do Dave Bautista as the actor. And
get Vin Diesel as the voice. Hey!
Yes.
I am Groot. Zeus, I am Groot.
Wait a minute, what? I am Groot. Oh, wait, wrong movie. I've been doing this for 20 years.
Hey, Zeus. Wait. Zeus, I'm here to avenge the death of my family. I'm gonna kill you. Uh-huh.
That's what you think it should be. And life will find a way.
But you won't.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. No, that can't happen. So, yeah, I feel like Dave Bautista could pull it off.
As long as they cast it correctly, it's no way they don't make bank on that. You could have, like, an entire season for each video game.
You really could. Start off with Origins. Go to 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, go chronologically.
Yeah, please.
Don't go with the video game order.
Don't do what Game of Thrones and, what's the other nerdy Middle Earth one that I can't remember right now? Gandalf.
Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings. Don't do what they're doing right now.
Yeah. I don't even know, like, wait a minute. So they started at the end. Then they did the middle, and now they're doing the beginning? Is that Lord of Rings in a nutshell?
The end. Yeah, the end, the middle, and the beginning.
Yeah, like, it's like, what would they sit down watching the Star Wars series, and it's like, we're really going to shake it up. All right,
so what happened was, they were watching Star Wars, then they turned around and watched Pulp Fiction. Like, we're just going to put everything everywhere.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, cool. Speaking of HBO, another actor thing for you. When you think Joel from The Last of Us.
Yeah.
I personally think, okay, Jamie Lannister. What's his name? I lost it.
Jamie Lannister.
Nikolaj Coster. Okay. Jamie Lannister. I was like, yeah, he could be a good Joel.
Yeah, he'd be all right.
Who would you think?
Like, I haven't played the whole game.
But you know what Joel looks like.
Yeah. Right, and yeah. I know how the gameplay is. Why not Daryl from The Walking Dead?
Like,
I think he would be great. Like, he's basically doing that.
So
I think that would, like, he would fall right into that role.
Now, what if I told you Pedro Pascal was playing him?
Pedro. Who's
the Mandalorian.
Oh. If we have to.
I mean, look, he was great in Narcos. Love Pedro in Narcos. Like, that was one of my favorite series, and he plays it well. But playing Joel, I don't know. Can't even grow a beard.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like,
maybe Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say next.
Like, right, but he's like, already Moon Knight. Yeah, damn. Yeah.
Anything like that's going to be in that genre, like, that's like a survival kind of movie.
Mm.
You got to have a beard, dude.
You gotta have a
like,
beard.
You gotta have some facial hair.
And you look at Jamie Lannister like, yes.
Look, dude tried to take on a dragon on a horse with a spear. Like,
look. King Baratheon literally said, do not fight the Dothraki on open land. Jamie was like, nah, run this fade. Run thy fade.
You know, and for real, like, for a second as I was watching that scene play out, I just saw, like, both of them. I thought, like, a stalemate. Like, I thought he was going to take the dragon, but he was going out with it. Like, because he had some conviction behind that. Like,
oh, yeah.
No, sir. Like, it's going down.
Yeah. Like, luckily, what's his face? Tyrion's bodyguard was like, nah, we going to hide in the water. we hiding, dog. None of this. God, Jaime was my favorite character until he went back to Cersei.
You know what they say, the power of the. Never mind.
No, we like may have younger viewers. Jamie had such a good redemption arc. And then, like, Brienne of Toth. Yes, y'all have been together since season 2. Y'all have fought together. Y'all have, like, killed together. Yada, 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 yada. Like, you see, like, their relationship, like, their trust in each other building. Yeah. All that jazz. And then he's like, my sister has a new boyfriend, so I'm going to go fight my sister's new boyfriend to die with my sister.
Man. Like, you know who my favorite character was?
Like, sir,
of the
Tyrion?
No.
Oh.
Arya, the many faces.
Oh, yeah.
Once she got that power, it's like she went Super Saiyan to the maximum. I haven't gone back and watched the scene because, you know, a producer told me that apparently she was in the crowd of Nightwalkers in that end scene. That's how she, like, burst out and killed him. Like, she was in there with them. And, like, that was her. That's her power.
So,
like,
so she Walking Dead. She did the Walking Dead trick with the zombies.
She whispered them.
Oh my god. Oh man.
Because everybody was about to die.
Yeah, I still think that one episode should have been its own season.
One episode as a whole season.
Yeah, the whole like Nightwalker.
Yeah, they built them up so much, and then
nope, one episode. Like, we saw them multiple times through the seasons. And then just, yep, Night King's dead. One episode. Moving on. What were we talking about? Oh, so all that to say, all Jamie Lannister HBO stuff to say, Dave Bautista, Kratos, Pedro Pascal.
Dave Bautista, Kratos.
Bautista?
Bautista.
There you go.
Bautista. But now,
hey man, that is John Cena's tag team champion partner. You put some respect on his name.
So, like, but let's talk about the rest of the cast. You got, like, He got Zeus, Helios, Athena,
Ares.
Like, Ares. Like, these are main, well, maybe not Helios so much, but like.
Hercules.
Hercules, yeah, he was the main big
player. Will they bring The Rock to play the Hercules? Oh, to play yes. Hercules again?
And let him be the Hercules, bro. Yeah, that would be a great title. Is HBO now, own those rights? What kind of movie? What's that? Universal, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now, if they do this right, I'm expecting a Clash of the Titans type vibe to it. Like, as far as, like, him slaying giants and whatnot.
No. I want to see exactly God of War. I want to see the slow motion caption so you can press the X button.
You want to be like one of those interactive Netflix shows?
Not necessarily that, but like.
Like, Chris, that is called God of War 4.
Like, that crazy leap where, like, because Kratos would get up there. Like,
yeah.
Jordan got nothing on him. Like, he would get up there. Like, I want to see, like, a slow motion huge leap. Like, he'd jump 5 stories. And then, like, a crazy stab to the head, like, some brutal violence.
On like, a Demogorgon-type deal, yeah.
It gotta be crazy. Like, Clash of the Titans is not enough.
Did you see?
Yes, I did.
Did you not listen to Liam Neeson say, Qui-Gon Jinn, release the Titan? Release the Kraken! I was like, dang, Qui-Gon Jinn, you ain't gotta do him like that.
Who was it? It was Perseus in the Clash of Titans, right?
Yeah. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. But I have a Kraken. Kratos.
Every time I hear that quote now, I can't think of anything but Family Guy. Is it like, I think Meg like, I don't know who you are. I have absolutely no resources. So I probably won't find you.
Look, The Simpsons and Family Guy are like top tier parodies. Well, Family Guy, top-tier parodies. Simpsons, top-tier predictions.
Simpsons is top-tier, we did it. Like, you almost can't name a thing that happened on the planet that Simpsons didn't do first. It's crazy. And then, like, Family Guy, I forgot what joke they ran the other day. I was watching with my wife, and I was like, yep, nobody's safe. Nobody's safe from Family Guy.
South Park. Nobody's safe from South Park.
Yeah. Yeah, South Park, they don't care.
Like, yeah, South Park, imagine how many times South Park, the producers of South Park, the writers of South Park, has been sued. Like, it has to be up there. They go after corporations. They go after celebrities.
See that episode where they're talking about how Family Guy writes their episodes? They got, like, a tank of manatees that, like, pull ideas out of a pool. That, like, it's like a pool full of balls, and a manatee, like, knocks the ball out. And they have to make an episode about it. And it was something like the manatees knocked a ball out, and it was something controversial. And the writers of Family Guy didn't want to make that episode, and so the manatees stopped working altogether. Like, it was like, if you can't write about everything, then you can't, you know, we won't write for you anymore. Like, that's like their moral high ground is they will get anybody. And so, like, that's how South Park explained how Family Guy is so crazy and off the wall. It's like,
which is like calling the kettle black. Like, yeah, what the fuck? Like, because South Park goes in on everybody. Damn. Dave Bautista, Kratos, Oscar Isaac, Joel. Yay, PS4. Well, yay, PlayStation. Yeah. Yay, Sony.
Blowing up, yeah.
Sony's like, ayo, HBO, let's both cash in. There we go. Because they're both of those games are PlayStation exclusives.
So why didn't Sony produce it?
I don't know.
Maybe after Disney and Spider-Man, it was like, you know what? We could make more money if we let the experts do it.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Sony, but they're like an entertainment genre. Like, they're just a general entertainment company.
Mm.
So maybe it makes more sense for them to like kind of like network with people. Oh, you only do movies? Or you only do series, adult series? Because HBO, they're known for that.
Yeah, adult
series. So like, yeah. We'll let you borrow Kratos.
Well, the right amount. Lord, the next thing you know, the mouse is going to get his hands on HBO.
We can show titties now. Oh, man. So is this what's going to happen? So here you go. Kratos gets built up. Disney buys HBO. And now you have Thor versus Kratos. Yeah. I said it first.
Hey, HBO or Mickey Mouse. If you're listening,
But by the time all of that,
we're gonna happen, mail it to ourselves.
Do you really think Kratos would stand a chance against Thor at that point? Like, he's already building up. He's damn near Rune King Thor at this point. Like, do you really think?
We'll find that out in God of War 5. God of War Ragnarok, rather. Because God of War 4 ended with Thor knocking on his door.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll be right back after these messages. I don't know what we're putting here. This is me scatting for like 5 minutes. Do it at that boom bottom.